Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this era of runaway inflation, I think it's important to understand as a business owner and as a pool service company, especially in our industry where it's being impacted with the cost of chemicals and equipment, that some of these costs you can't incur and you can't absorb them and you have to pass them on to the customer. So I'm going to go over some ways you can handle that and some ways you can phrase things so that you can kind of ease into this with your customer so it's not going to be something that's going to cost you service accounts. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. I think everyone's feeling the inflation, of course, out there. When you go to the gas station, grocery store, things that cost, you know, maybe $20 a month ago or $22, $23, and so forth. Everything is pretty inflated out there. In fact, the inflation rate last year was about 7%. And I've heard reports projecting the inflation to be above the 2% that we normally, the 2 to 4% that we normally expect. And this 7% inflation may be something of a norm going forward. It may stabilize and get back down to our normal inflation rate of 2 or 3%. But as it stands right now, you know, if you look at a bucket of 3-inch trichlor tablets, for example, 2 years ago, you can buy a bucket just by itself for $88. And if you wanted to get a pallet of tablets, which is 40 buckets, you would have been able to get it for like $78 or $82, which now for just one bucket by itself, I'm not sure how much a pallet would cost. It wouldn't probably be much savings if you can even find a pallet. But right now it's, you know, twice the price. So you're looking at $160, $170, $150, somewhere around there is the price of the tablet. So essentially it's gone up 100% in, if you look at inflation, if you want to do the math on that, if it was $80 and now it's $160, that's gone up 100% in price, which is really crazy and unprecedented in any industry, I think, to have that kind of price increase, but especially on a chemical that is used a lot. And of course, what this caused was a chain reaction in the chlorine pricing. Since you weren't able to get the tablets, you would go for liquid chlorine or Cal-Hypo or even dichlor, which caused the price of those to kind of rise hand in hand with the trichlor tablets. I'm not saying 100% increase, but some, like liquid chlorine, has gone up 30%. Cal-Hypo maybe hasn't quite doubled, but it's up there like around 50 or 60% as a price increase. And these costs are something that you just really can't absorb in your business to survive. Just like when you go to your mom and pop burger place, the prices are always going up year after year because their costs have gone up, the cost of the employees, cost of food. And so everything costs more. I mean, if I really wanted to date myself, when I was a kid, I remember you were able to buy a dozen donuts for a little less than $2. I think it was like $1.80 or $1.75 for a dozen donuts. And I think now the price for that would be like $14 or $15 for a dozen donuts, maybe more in some areas. So it's not just that the dollar is worth less. It's, you know, over time, you know, because minimum wage has gone up, of course, during that period. I mean, if you look at something like our national debt, which is what, $28 trillion, something crazy like that. You know, probably the only way to erase that is if the dollar becomes more and more devalued. And one of these days, you know, a loaf of bread is going to be $100. So $28 trillion is not going to look that bad in that regard. But for this particular podcast, we're not really talking about the devaluation of the dollar. We're talking more in the effect that the prices have gotten to a point where, as a pool service professional, I'm actually watching the debt clock here, I just found it here. It's really pretty crazy. It's going up like every second. It's actually pretty cool, and it's probably something that you could watch all day long and get entranced by it. All these numbers, if you go to usdebtclock.org, you can see the national debt ticking up as the interest is accruing on the $29,615 trillion and climbing. So, you know, basically, that doesn't really mean anything to us in the pool industry because we have to pay for the tablets. We have to pay whatever the dollar amount is worth now for those tablets, which, you know, $160 for a 50-pound bucket of tablets is pretty outrageous. And so how do you absorb that cost? No, you can't do that, of course. You can't absorb the cost of some kind of increase of that magnitude. And so you have to pass it on to your customer, and they're going to have to absorb that cost. And if you listen to a previous podcast I recorded, I highly recommend that you do not supply the 3-inch tablets for your customers, that they actually purchase a bucket from you at your wholesale cost. Basically, that's the only way you're going to make it kind of reasonable. Or they can supply their own tablets, but you can no longer provide those for your customers that use tablets because of the cost of that. It's just incredibly impossible to absorb the cost of the tablet, especially in the summer season when you're using a lot of these in the tablet pools. And so one thing that you can do is have some kind of form letter. And I wrote up something like this here. It's pretty basic, so I'll read it to you and you get the gist of it, and you can kind of copy this down or kind of figure out how you're going to phrase it. But you can do something like as simple as this, maybe four or five sentences, maybe a little more than that, but right around there. Paragraph, how's that? Dear valued customer, due to the natural inflation of goods and services, we are writing to let you know that your monthly service rate is going to be increased by blank. I put $20 here, but you may want to go a little higher in some cases. So, due to the natural inflation of goods and services, we are writing to let you know that your monthly service rate is going to be increased by the dollar amount you choose there. And it's important that you highlight the fact that it's natural inflation. It's not something that you're doing because you need a new truck or your kids need a new pair of shoes. It's basically how it is out there. And then here's the next sentence that you can use. The swimming pool industry has been hit particularly hard by increases in chemical prices. Now, they can go online. You can even show them different sites with the prices so they can see for themselves the retail prices of the chemicals that you're talking about if you need to with certain customers. But hopefully most of your customers won't need to be treated with kid gloves like that. We have to give them, you know, links so they can check it out for themselves. And then next you can say, I have tried to keep prices as low as possible to be both competitive and still do the best job possible. So let them know that you tried to, you know, weather this storm of price increases, but you can't. Please know that I took a lot of things into consideration when it came to raising your rate. And basically, you're kind of just excusing the fact that it's not your fault again, and that you are thinking about them and the hardship it may create for them to pay more money for their service. And then the new rate will start for the month. Whenever you're going to start the new rate increase, I would suggest maybe April or May when the season's kicking off. That way they can pay more attention to their pool and realize that, hey, the pool, you know, has value. I'm going to start using it soon. I don't think you want to do this in January or February when no one's using their pool. That's maybe not the most ideal time, but before the summer is definitely something you need to do. And I put here at the end, thank you for being a valued client, and I hope you understand. You know, and then you put sincerely, whatever Bob's Pool Service, or however you want to, whatever salutation you want to use there at the end. But just kind of let them know that it's not your fault, that it's something that's happening pretty much all around them. They can see it when they get gas here. I just got gas today. It was $4.50, or $4.49 actually, and nine eighth tenths of a cent, whatever. So $4.50 essentially for, you know, regular gas, which is pretty outrageous. But California is like that. So everything is going up and they can see it around them. And if they are not paying for the 3-inch tablets, you could put a little maybe side note in here or sentence saying, you know, due to the 100% increase in the price of the 3-inch Tricolor tablets, I am no longer going to be able to supply those for you. And you will have to purchase a 50-pound bucket for me at X amount of dollars. And I don't know what it is going to be when you sell to them, but if it's anywhere near what it is now, it's going to be pretty high. And they may, you know, really be balking at that. And in hindsight, it's probably something that you should have done maybe 2 or 3 years ago when the prices were lower, and that would have saved this. But of course, if you didn't do that back then, now you have to do it now, because you definitely can't absorb that cost unless you raise the rates, I don't know, $50 per pool to kind of offset the cost. Even that might not be enough. So it's better if you just take the tablets out of what you were providing for them and transfer it to something that they have to pay for now. And most services here in my area do that. If you have an all-inclusive rate with the filter cleaning on all the chemicals, then you're going to have to go pretty high on that to absorb that increase on the tablets across all your route. So it's just better if you take that out and have the customer pay for the 3-inch trichlor tablets, because you're basically raising your rates to cover the increase in liquid chlorine, calhypo, muriatic acid, and all those combined. So it's not just the tablets that went up, but it's everything else that I mentioned at the beginning, you know, liquid chlorine going up by 30%. So if you take the tablets out of the equation, which is a big part of your expenses in the summer for a lot of pool service companies, that will alleviate some of the other increases. You still have to raise the rates regardless, I think, but at least you're not paying for the tablets for every pool. And that kind of alleviates that aspect of it. And even going forward, if the tablets increased even more, you're not having to raise your rates twice in 1 year in most respects. And you probably don't want to raise your rates twice in 1 year unless you absolutely need to, because that's really tough for a customer to absorb 2 rate increases in 1 year. So plan your increase carefully the first time. If you think $20 or $30 is not going to be enough for the whole year, and I'm assuming that the prices are going to keep going up as it gets closer to the summer, so you may need to raise it $35, I mean, or $38 or $40 a month. Whatever you think is going to get you through the whole 2022 calendar year, you want to do that. And then look for ways that you can increase some of the things that you weren't charging for, that you can start charging the customer for. For example, if you were cleaning the salt system, the salt cell, without charging them, you may want to start charging them and start with an initial fee of $40 for every salt cell cleaning. It takes your time, and then that's one way you can make some more revenue on your pool route by charging to have that salt cell cleaned. You should be charging for the full size filter cleanings if you have those on your route, you know, the 4 cartridges or the 8 DE grids. Those should be a separate charge. You know, anywhere from, in California here, $85 and up would be a good fair charge to have the filter cleaned every 6 months or 4 months, however often you need to do it. That should be something outside your monthly service. Again, if you're including everything in service in one flat monthly rate, you're going to have to break that down and see where the cost is going. I personally think it's better to bill like kind of like components. You know, you bill for the monthly service, then you bill at the beginning of March for an algicide charge, then you bill for the filter cleaning, you bill for any chemical you put in there, you bill for the salt cell cleaning. For me, that's better because not every customer is going to have a salt cell, so you're going to have to adjust all your rates based on what they have and what's necessary. Whereas if you do it piecemeal, where you charge just for the service, you have a kind of a specific rate for the monthly service for different pool sizes, then you charge for the filter cleaning, salt cell cleaning, any other chemicals you want to charge for. For me, I think that's easier to manage than having, you know, $180 or $200 flat rate, including everything. Because then when the price of chemicals go up, you know, then you have a problem. Or when the price of labor goes up for your pool techs that are doing the filter cleanings, you have to raise the prices on everything. So for me, I've always done it piecemeal like that, and I think it's better. But everyone's different. You know, I have a friend here who has, I don't know how many pools, maybe 800. And he just has a flat monthly rate because he finds it easier on accounting with so many pools. And I kind of agree with him there that it makes some sense to charge a flat rate in that case, because you just have way too much stuff to bill for with that many pools. But if you're a smaller route with 70 or 80 pools, you can definitely split it up in a kind of a piecemeal billing for your customers so that you don't have to raise rates on certain things when something happens here or there. Especially with the chemical costs. With that, you're going to have to raise rates regardless if you didn't want to. And if you raise rates last year, you're going to have to raise them again in 2022 in a lot of cases. And I think this inflation is making people just realize how expensive it is for everything. And, you know, for me, I don't know if you're like me, but when I go out to, you know, like a burger place or a taco place, I don't even really look at the price of the burrito or the burger anymore. I just don't, because I know that it's going to be a lot of money. And I guess back in the day when inflation was kind of normal, you know, if the burger special was like $5.50 versus $4.99, you would notice and you'd be like, hey, you guys raised your prices. Now, I didn't even know what the price was, a few months ago. It goes up so often. So when I get my total, you know, if I go out with me and my wife and my son, it's like $37, $38 now here in Southern California, just for a basic meal. It's pretty crazy. And I don't even flinch anymore because I know this is how the way it is. If I'm going to eat out, I'm going to pay that price for it. And that's just something that everyone has to realize, is that the inflation is all around us. We're suffering in this industry, just like the food industry suffering with food costs and cost of employees. We're suffering here with the cost of the chemicals. So it's nothing really new to people. So don't feel like, hey, if I'm going to raise the prices, I'm going to lose accounts because it's going to be like sticker shock. I mean, if you raise it too much, if you go crazy, then yes, you may lose accounts. But in most cases, if you're raising your rates $30 or $40 because of the chemical cost, and then you're moving the tablets out and they have to absorb it, then if you've had these accounts for a while, I don't think you're going to get a lot of pushback, because it's like that everywhere you go. I mean, the prices for everything is really outrageous, and it's just going to be the way of life for the next who knows how many years until things stabilize, but at least for the next year or two. And I think the inflation rate is going to keep going up until the economy kind of turns, and there's a lot of things that go into that. You know, interest rates are low. When those start rising, inflation tends to stabilize and maybe even level off. But right now, interest rates are really low. So there's a lot of factors of the economy that's causing the inflation, besides just the shortage of chemicals. And if you're an economist or you follow, you know, business news, you can read all these things and realize that the inflation in the industry is caused by a lot of other factors outside the industry. The cost of labor, the cost of fuel, the shortage of labor, and of course, the shortage of chemicals since the trichlor factory burned down. So many, many factors are involved here. The bottom line is you don't have to know about these factors. You don't have to have a degree in economics. You just have to be able to write a simple letter to your customer explaining inflation, explaining why you're raising rates, and explaining the effect on your business, and also being considerate and concerned about how the price increase affects them. Bottom line is you're going to have to pass it along to them, and they're going to have to absorb it if they want to continue having pool service. I think everyone's going to raise their prices. So don't worry about them switching to another pool service. That's not going to happen because they're not going to find anyone much cheaper than you, maybe a little bit here and there, $5, $8, $10, but nothing dramatic because everyone has to do this. And if you're looking for other podcasts that I recorded, and I talk about the inflation in some other episodes also, and my predictions for where things are going to stand, you can go to my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and on the banner, click on the podcast icon. That'll take you to the drop-down menu of the podcast I recorded. And if you want to enhance your business, check out my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.